I think it was Virginia Roberts' camera. She said a little Kodak one that she lent to Epstein. He took a photo, and your arm is round her waist.
I don't remember that photograph ever being taken. I don't remember going upstairs in the house because that photograph is taken upstairs.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host with me. You just made me do a gravity bar. What the hell happened? I didn't want to. You forced drugs on me and made me do a podcast, Tito. I'm your host. Very clean, sober, professional, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Tito Cartagena.
Hola, how you doing, peoples?
Tito.
I made him smoke some drugs.
He made me smoke drugs. I go, hey, remember we're meeting at the club? He's like, actually meet at my house.
No, I'm
like,
come to my house.
So then, I don't mind going to your house. We're homies. But then I'm in an alleyway, and then I call you, and you're like, oh, I'm around the corner. That's not the, you did show up pretty quick, but.
I was here within five.
It's freezing outside.
Here within five. Was that a court order?
This is a summons I have. Look at this shit. I wrote questions down.
Oh, shit.
I'm interrogating you now.
Dude, I love interrogating people.
It's one of my favorite. It's weird. I want to ask you about your roommates. You post about your roommates, but I won't ask you about them because we're in your goddamn house now. This is the second time you've done my podcast. The first time was like, I was here a month, and we were like, oh, I like this guy. And it was like at the Stress Factory. I didn't really know you. Now I kind of know that you're absolutely out of your mind.
Crazy.
I think it's because you were in the military.
Yeah.
What was your rank? Because I only talked to you about comedy the first time you were on my podcast. What was your rank, and what was you doing?
I was a specialist. I was 91 Bravo, which is the wheel vehicle mechanic.
Okay.
And it fucking sucks. You're just a mechanic.
Now, were you in the Marines, the Navy, the
Army?
Army, okay.
Yeah.
Regular
Army, yeah. People don't, I feel like everybody thinks that, like, the military is just the Army. Like, no, bro. It's like, so what part of the Army were you in? The Army. Like, you know what I mean?
The Army part.
Yeah, the Army part of the Army.
You heard about the Army?
Yeah, like, the whole thing is not the Army. So people get their terms fucked up, and they'll ask you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
When did you go in? Were you right out of high school?
Straight out of high school.
Okay. Like, and you said?
There was no second thought, because it was just like, my parents didn't talk about college. Like, that was a weird thing, where, like, I was in high school, and, like, everybody's talking about what college they want to go to.
Right.
Like, meanwhile, I don't even know the name of a college.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what college did.
Is your dad in the
Army? I didn't know.
Where'd you get this idea?
Dude, I just didn't know. I didn't know what a degree was. Dude, like, I'm serious. Like, I had a hard time enough paying attention to school. But also, like, I never paid attention to these fucking guidance counselors or anything. There was never anything, any second thought. It was, like, from, like, the time as a kid. It was, like, just ingrained in my head. Like, I'm just going to be in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, there wasn't, people ask me, like, why did you want to do it? And I'm just, like, there was no other option for me.
Mm.
Like, I saw no other option.
Any movies that, like, Platoon really get you?
Yeah, my father was in the Army. I watched nothing but fucking Army movies from the time I was a kid to the time I grew up.
And then you're like, what if I'm a CIA agent? I gotta dress like a local Hawaiian girl, and then I get in bed with the senator, and then I suck his dick, they get it on camera.
Exactly, dude. I can fucking play every single one of those parts, dude, because I got fucking commitment, dude. Give a fuck, dude. I'll suck that dick.
But you gotta be... You dated a trans woman, so we might get to that. We talked about that last time. I'm more interested. So then, when you're in the thing, right, how early do you train to be a mechanic? Were you like, you know, how, when did that
You gotta go through 11 weeks of basic training before you can do anything.
How was basic training?
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah?
It was so fun.
It's like summer camp?
Yeah, it was. I'd never been to camp, so it was exciting. I was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Did they train with live ammunition? Like,
only once.
Okay.
Only one day, only one night that you train with live ammunition.
Where people are shooting on both sides?
No. It's people shooting over you.
Whew.
So it's like they're shooting at you. It feels like they're shooting at you, but they're not shooting at you. They're just shooting over you. And you have to crawl. You gotta crawl from one side to the other, and then once you make it to the other side, you pass the course. That's a course. Like, if you don't make it, you don't make it.
They will go, oh, my shoe's untied. And then they go, turn out for a second, gentlemen. And then they get done.
No, no, everybody was shitting bricks. No, everybody's too scared to stand up.
I would be the retard who's like, I heard there was snacks over here. Boom, I'd be dead.
I don't know, man. Some people, like, legitimately dehydrated, man.
How long is it? Like a mile?
I don't know. Probably maybe a quarter mile. I mean, you gotta crawl it, but it ain't long. It's just like, it's fucking 100 degrees out. It's humid as shit. You're in the fucking middle of the swamp. You know?
Where was basic training? Louisiana?
It was South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina.
Like South Carolina in August. So it was hot. It was real fucking hot. It was fire ants everywhere.
Yeah.
It was gnarly.
So then you go to mechanic school, or you go, they're like, hey, you want to kill some people over there? And then you just got on a bus and won it?
No, you have to go to AIT. So whatever training, whatever school,
ART,
whatever job you pick before you go to basic training, they sent you to that school.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot what AIT is. Advanced something training.
Advanced systems training. They're going to turn you into a super soldier here.
Advanced internet training. I don't know.
Do you think they put a chip in your head or anything like that?
They definitely put some in the eggs, though.
Where? Yeah. Steroids?
Nah, they make it so your dick can't get hard. Like, you don't get horny during basic training. So I went to an intersex basic training. There was females and there was males together, training together.
Right.
So they put some in the eggs to make it say you don't get hard.
Did they tell you that they were doping the eggs?
No, it's just the rumors, you know. For years and years, and my dad's like, you know.
He's like, I just ate the spinach. I was shooting loads all over the course.
Blasted loads all over these hoes. Nah, my dad went to Fort Benning. There was no females at his training. He's a bad motherfucker, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's infantry training. There's no females there. Until recently, they changed the law, I think a year ago. So now there's females allowed in combat MOSs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it made you transgender? Did it change your gender? The eggs? Did it make you start thinking about wieners or anything like that?
Yeah, if anybody, it made my clit dick mad big, dude. Just holler at me. You know, if you want a clit dick in your clit pussy, I'll put a clit dick in your clit pussy.
You wrote this on Facebook, January 4th of 2020 at 11:22 a.m., Tito. Do not come at me with some holier-than-thou shit when it comes to jokes about wars. I will roast every one of your dead relatives, soft cunt.
It's my dicks.
Dude, we might have to take a break on that gravity bomb. I feel loot out of my mind right now. I wrote all these questions down. Yeah, I can't read.
It's a good podcast.
I can't read now.
It's a good one.
January 2nd of 2020, you wrote this. When you kill a man for the first time and you really need a cigarette, but you're not 21. Isn't that weird? They'll send you to another country.
Yeah.
Like a Mormon missionary with bullets going, oh, you don't like these politics. Rah, rah. And then you're like, can I have a cigarette?
No, fucking can't. You fucking virgin.
You ain't grown.
You also can't fuck to your 21. How about that one, dude? I bet motherfuckers will riot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, bro. That is a dumbass rule, government. All of you in the government, you idiots. How come a motherfucker, if I fight for this country and die, bro, have his guts blown out by Al-Qaeda or someone of the like, you know what I'm saying? Get his guts blown out, bro. His boys have to watch his shit come out from his stomach, bro.
Yeah.
And my man can't smoke a cigarette. My man can't even buy a cigarette without going to jail, bro. I can't wait, bro. I'm going to start reporting every 21-year-old I see. He's fucked up. It's fucked up. But you know how many times the little kids have asked me for buying cigarettes at the fucking store, bro? Get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm not buying you cigarettes. I'm not going to jail for your dumb ass. Bro, same people can go to fucking war, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then parents think it's a noble thing for the fucking kids to go to war, but God forbid they go to prison.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Yeah. He should have a lemonade stand in Cleveland. Instead, they're like, hey, here's the grenade. You know?
Yeah, like at least if they're in prison, you know they're not committing any fucking crimes. But you know if they go over there, there's for sure going to be some crossfire, bro. You know what I mean? My buddies killed kids, dude. That's just heavy. You know? It's no fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, no. These motherfuckers are crazy, bro.
Do you think people have a lot of their Facebook opinions online?
Yeah, a lot of people see shit that, like, there's realities and then there's speculation.
Yeah. Where were you deployed to go fight?
No, not Afghanistan. No. I went to Korea and I went to Haiti for the earthquake relief.
Okay.
Yeah. But that shit was nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like I have a lot of friends that come back and they you think I would like my boy would come back and tell me this shit? You know what I mean? Like it's fucking crazy shit, bro. It's wild. And you hear these motherfuckers and you don't know how they do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it starts to make you question everything about our government.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not like crazy conspiracy theorists, but there's definitely some things. Like I have seen people come back from Afghanistan that got sent back before the unit because they were addicted to heroin. How the fuck did you get addicted to heroin? You know what I'm saying? And then they tell you that it's everywhere there.
Right.
They're guarding that shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the poppy
like,
fields.
What, and you're like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I know two dudes that came back addicted to fucking dope.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, these guys, you know, then the opium epidemic happens. They have the Oxycodone Express. It's like,
yeah, where's no
that
coming from?
The pharmaceutical companies
no fucking
are...
wonder. But that started during the Gulf War of 1992, bro.
Right, right.
Because there were Gulf War veterans getting blown up over there. And that was, and they knew about that way before they started ordering armor and stuff for the Humvees. And I don't want to get too crazy deep into it, they knew there was like IEDs and stuff, and they just never started protecting them on against that stuff until like 2005. You know what I'm saying? 2003, they went in on the ground in Iraq and they found out about IEDs. And it took a while for defense contractors to figure out a way to defend vehicles from that kind of threat.
Yeah.
And then once they did figure out how to defend against that kind of threat, the whole war shifted towards an IED-focused war. Like, the vehicles that they're making now in the military, they're all geared to counteract IEDs.
But
what's
going to
happen?
That?
What's going to happen when they figure out how to build their own drones? Then what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, there's a lot of homeless people here. I don't know. Everyone's saying the same. Like, Bernie and Tulsi Gabbard are saying this shit where it's like, hey, man, everyone homeless here. Nobody's got health care. Like, what are we spending money on? We got to really seriously go, wait a minute. Why did JFK get shot?
I think they're going to meet in the middle,
man,
and just get round up all the homeless people, put them in basic training, instead of Baltimore. Like, we gotta meet in the middle.
Right, right. See, we got these big mongoloids, you know. We put a camera on their head.
Yo, these some big ass homeless dudes, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we just said the cookies are that way.
Yo, so what if they smoke crack? They could be our new infantry. Dude, I think we should weaponize homeless people. We should weaponize homeless people, dude. Just imagine, dude, a homeless
who
dude.
Hurt? Who we attacking?
Whoever wants to fight, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You want the smoke, dude? We got 1,000,000 homeless people in California, dude. We'll send them all at you, dude. They're all on crack and have guns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Just use them.
It don't matter. Just use them, dude. That's my politics, dude. Tito 2020.
Yeah. When we talk of politics, we got a homeless shelter full of Michael Morris. If you put amphetamines in the drug hole, boy, do they want
cookies. Yeah, every other guy's a daily crack rock, dude. The daily ration.
January 15th of 2020, Tito wrote on Facebook, kill yourself. And he had the little heart smiley faces. So that was nice. You live in both worlds, man.
I was tripping balls that day.
What were you taking?
I was on acid.
Yeah,
I took a bunch of LSD. That was wild. Yeah, I had a fun time. But I was like, yeah, just kill yourself, bro. It don't matter. I was on Molly like 2 nights ago. I was like, yeah, if I die tonight, this is probably how I'd like them to find me.
I was partying.
Huh?
I went out partying, man. Yeah, like, test my blood. Lick the sample, bro.
Yeah, dude. Tiger blood. Dude.
Go where you want to go, man.
Don't fuck around.
January 2nd of 2020. So, 1-2-0-2-0 is the date. I was faithful to one woman for 5 years, so if you think I'm going to cheat, you fucking right. See, I met you when you were with that girl.
Oh, yeah.
And you were uptight. I was like, hey, man, let's go bowling. Let's have a double date. You're like, get the fuck out of here, dog. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I don't fucking bowl and I don't double date.
What are you talking about? Face, dude. I was like, hey, man, you know, it would be fun. Like, are you out of your mind? So, like, I'm like, I think I'm friends with Tito, but also, like...
Nah, yo, I don't fucking bowl and I don't double date. That's a quick way to get you.
You have lines in the sand.
Huh?
You got lines in the sand.
Yeah, dude. First of all, I fucking hate bowling with a motherfucking passion. I was a fucking mechanic at a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015. And I fucking hated it. I wanted to kill myself every day, bro. I was like, oh my god, this is the worst job. I would chug two tall boys outside that job every day. And you got alleged bowling alley. I don't know this bowling alley.
Right. It might not be real. This might not be a real story.
I used to take two tall boys every day right before I went to work in that motherfucker because I couldn't fucking stand it, bro. We had a code that there in that bowling alley, allegedly. And the code, like, you ask them, like, they'd be like, hey, this machine, and you ask them, like, what's the problem with it, you know, over the radio, and they'd be like, this and that, you know what I mean? But, like, there would be a problem that they reported that it'd be just Indians. And you'd be like, oh, god fucking damn it, because, you know, when they called Indians, it means the ball, like, the machine would be, like, spitting balls out the back. Because, like, Indian people just thought that the balls went to some magical place when they didn't come back. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So instead of telling the people at the front desk, they just get every ball at the bowling alley. Like, they would literally clear out the entire bowling alley.
Because they're like free balls.
Yeah. No, not that. But they're just like, the balls aren't coming back. We'll just go get more.
Right.
You know? Instead of, like, thinking logically, like, hey, it's probably stuck. So if we went back there, the ball, like, the machine would literally, like, be spitting balls out at you.
Right,
15-pound, 16-pound balls spitting back at you. And you have to, like, try to dodge them, like, while you're trying to...
You ever get clocked by a...
Yeah, you're like, trying to...
bowling ball?
No, because they're bouncing around. There's, like, 10 bowling balls bouncing around on concrete. Ooh, you're trying to shut off a machine while avoiding the ones that are coming out. So you're trying to, like, shut the machine off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just... spewing, fucking, right. Shooting balls at you.
So now, like, if you, like, go bowling with friends, you're like, no, I know the brother,
dude,
that's back there.
Yeah,
getting
the dude that's back there deserves his peace and quiet, dude. Right, let the man chill, dude. That's a fucking shitty paying job, and they don't pay you enough to do. I saw a man's arm break in the machine, bro. Like, we used to, like, fix little problems on the machines without locking out and tagging out. But this dude, like, he was so experienced that he felt he didn't need to do that. And so he probably chugged two fucking tall boys before work like I did.
He was like, I can do this shit. Whatever. Yeah. I walk in backwards. Yeah, I walk in with my face.
This dude, I was like, where are you from? He's like, Anderson, New Jersey. And I'm like, you ever been to the city before? And he's like, not once in my life.
He's bragging how homely he is. I haven't left my granddaughter's living room.
I haven't left the same 15 square miles since I was a young lad. So this dude fucking puts his hand in the machine and it breaks his arm to the right. He breaks his right arm to the right, like clack. And he's just like, ah! I was like, ah! I shut it off. But I was like, god damn, dude, I'm not fucking... I hated that job, dude. Yeah, it's the worst job of my life. So anytime somebody wants to take me bowling, I just see a man's arm breaking to the right. Just that's so sad.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Oh, but yeah, and that girl's a lesbian.
Oh, the girl you were with for the 5 years?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Is that what happened? Tell me about this breakup. Am I allowed to ask about this?
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's personal shit.
Okay, but can I tell you, there is definitely a Tito before this breakup and after.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe she was keeping it together a little bit. You know, maybe she was like, you know, I couldn't go out. I couldn't get as crazy. I couldn't experience as crazy shit as I wanted to experience. And I also think that comics, I think, get themselves into big trouble for no reason, so they have a good story later.
Yeah. That's 100% my life.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. So like, I want to get some experience.
Yeah, yeah.
How have you been going crazy after this? What have you been doing lately?
First of all, I've been humping everything that I possibly can. Shout out to all the girls I fucked since June.
Keep doing it. Love y'all.
Yeah, thank y'all. You guys have boosted my ego so much.
You gotta be playing at your fucking trial later. Your R. Kelly trial.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
All right, bitch, just sue this guy. Go after him. You know what he did. Nah, you know, dude, how he hurt you.
I've been traveling alone, which is something fucking new. You know, because I usually go somewhere with some people, but traveling alone, doing all kinds of crazy shit, you know, surfing, doing all the things out, my dreams, living my dreams out, dog. I'm trying to get my skydiving license, go crazy. Yeah, I'm trying to go full-on fucking adrenaline junkie mode, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
think that's the only thing that'll keep me from doing drugs, you know? I just gotta get my skydiving license, then I'll have to do drugs.
I
never need to smoke weed a day in my life if I go skydiving.
You've been taking crazy chances. You did mushrooms and you went to one of those axe throwing places.
That was a joke. I can't believe you remember that joke.
Hey, man.
It's so old,
man.
Hey,
man, we do comedy together.
That was last year. It was my friend Danny Higgins' birthday. Shout out, Danny. He invited me to an axe throwing place. We took shrooms. It was fun as hell.
So were you able to get a bullseye on that trip? It was hard?
I couldn't even get the axe in the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's some white people shit. That's some Tom Sawyer shit.
Did you go with the both hands over your
head? Yeah, everything. Bro, I tried everything.
Yeah, it didn't work? You couldn't get it to stick in the board?
Dude, I suck at that.
Oh, really? I gotta try this.
I'm bad at that, dude.
Yeah? I don't know.
Yeah, me a gun. Yeah, I can shoot that motherfucker. But an axe?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yo, shout out my roommate.
Oh,
I'll do the podcast, by the way.
Oh, shit, I'll be
No, it's all good. Sorry, bud. We're loud. November 30th of 2019, you wrote this. The hardest part about being single is collection of nose rings I've acquired in my sheets. I can't even ask who's the rightful owner.
Yo, shout out Brianna.
January 1st, 2020. New year. Say me, suck my dick. So you're making resolutions. How's your resolution going?
It's same shit, bro. Same shit. I still can't figure out whose fucking nose. I did figure out whose nose ring it was.
You conducted an investigation?
No, I didn't conduct an investigation. I was just out and about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I saw the kind of nose ring the girl had.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's the exact same one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I figured out who it was, but also, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Cause is
her friend came by a couple of days later and to get something, and and she goes like, oh, she says hi, she's in the car, and I was just like, I got nothing to say to her. You know, she didn't text me back or whatever.
Right.
And then my buddy was like, you missed the perfect opportunity to say like, fucking. He was like, oh, she has something to say to me? Then she would have came in. I was like, fuck, I should have said that. That's a good one.
This lady has been keeping a rap on you, I think. Because since now, I've known you for maybe a year and a half now. Before you were, with this girl, I've never seen you, I don't know how to say this. You made another human being ride an elevator ride to their doom.
Yeah. She never liked me to fight people.
Right. Oh, your girlfriend didn't like you getting in fights?
Yeah, nah.
She wasn't cool with that?
Nah, cool.
What happened where you made a man ride the elevator to his doom?
Well, he was just heckling a lot of comics and myself. But I just told him, like, come outside, man. We can figure this out, you know? And then we squashed it at first. But then he didn't want to squash it. Like, he just, like...
You guys were talking outside for a long time.
Yeah, we talked about it, and then we squashed it. And then at the end of the night, he was like, but you're not funny. And I was like, dude, I thought we squashed this. You know what I mean? And he's like, nah, nah. And I was like, look, dude, do you want to fight? And he's like, yeah. And then people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just like, nah, dude. And I'm like a gentleman. You want to fight? And he's right. And I'm like, all right, let's go.
At that point,
I was like, I'm over you, dude. Like, I just want to teach you a lesson. You're a fucking child. But you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'll fucking destroy you, bro. You know what I mean? And so I went to the staircase where I was like, yo, matter of fact, and I pressed the button on the elevator, and I was like, you ride the elevator with me. Because I wanted to punk him, but he ain't bitch out, so I give him respect for that.
He got in the elevator.
St. John came in the elevator, and he's just standing, St. John's standing behind us, and he's looking at the kid, and I'm just staring at him like, yo, I'm going to rock your shit, you know? And St. John's like, yo, you don't got to do this, man. Like, you could go downstairs, you could tell your friends you won, you could tell them we ran away. It's no big deal. And the kids don't say shit. So I'm like, word. So we get to the top floor. And I remember I walked over to this, like, pillar. And I took my jacket off. I was like, yo, I'm going to take my jacket off. And after I take my jacket off, we're going to square up. And he's like, word. So I take my jacket off and I put it on a ledge. And I walk up to him. And I was like, you want to squash this shit? And he didn't say anything. And so I just charged him. And I just, like, punched him in the face. And he takes me down. And he fucking gets his fucking, like, a fucking triangle choke or some shit on
him. He went as bad with some jiu-jitsu.
And at that point, I'm like, fuck. But luckily, I got a hand in. Like, I got a hand in the fucking, in between the leg and my neck. He's still choking the shit out of me. But I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to shimmy him off. Like, you know that shit? Like, just that.
I'm just trying to shrug him off.
Get the
shoulder work and you go up.
Dude, I'm trying to shrug him off. And then I felt it come loose. I'm just like, I fucking threw him off me. And I just spotted his face. And I'm just, bang, 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 bang. And I just started, like, I just, whew, I went in on this kid, dude. Like, I got his fucking teeth marks on my fucking hands, you know. And then they pulled me off him. And then his roommate was talking shit. So I went up to his roommate and I was like, yo, what the fuck you gonna do, dude? I just knocked your fucking boy out, bro. What are you gonna do? You know? And he didn't do anything. And then we went back downstairs and this motherfucker stayed outside the whole time.
Yeah, I watched that. He stood on the corner and I was like looking at him like, is he gonna try to charge me? Or is everything cool here?
Yeah,
I remember putting my hands up a little bit. I think you knocked him out, and then he was confused for 2 hours outside, actually, I think.
Maybe. Dude, I got scars on my fucking fingers because of this motherfucker, dude. Idiot.
December 30th of 2019, Tito Cartagena writes on Facebook, please cut me out of your life in 2020. I am toxic, and I am also better than you.
Because I am. Ain't nothing left to say about that, dude.
You had a good 2019. You smoked
weed. You want to fight about that?
I don't want to fight.
You want to fight about that,
dude? Look, your record's better than mine. Trust me. I'm more in the 500 range on fights. You smoked weed with George Lopez. How was that, man?
Oh, man.
Was he cool? He came through the stress factory?
Yo, I can't believe you're getting this story right now. You of all people, nobody else is that. Alright. Yo, I was at a certain comedy club. And the whole crowd leaves, man. But there's a rumor that George Lopez is going to come through because he was playing a venue nearby, right? He was playing another venue nearby and I'm in another club. And they were like, yo, he's going to come through. And so everybody leaves the show. And little did they know, he was parked in the driveway the whole time in a fucking big car, you know? And fucking, this motherfucker just strolls in, dude, sits at the bar, fucking orders drinks for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's making a big show of it. You know what I mean? We're all just chilling. Like, yo, what's up, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he buys everybody drinks without anybody asking, you know, like in shots and stuff. And then he pulls out like a Mentos can. And he pulls out, and then inside of it was like little joints, like little mini joints.
Yeah.
And he starts passing them out. Like he gives one to everybody, you know what I mean? And then he's like, salute, we all take the shot, you know, we chase the shot.
He's like, yo, who's partying in here, motherfuckers? Yeah. I'm about to start partying.
Yeah, and then he takes one out and he sparks one, right? And then he meets one of the comedians, gets introduced to him, and then they get friendly, and then the comedian introduces me,
mm-hmm.
and then he introduces me, and he comes up to me, he's like, yo, good to meet you, and then he passes me the joint, and I grab the joint, and little did I know that the owner of the club was watching me take that joint from him, and I smoked it, and then a short while later, he was like, cool, and that's how I smoked with him. That was just one hit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went and sat down, and then somebody come tap me on the shoulder. It's like, hey, the owner want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where he at? He's like, he's over there. And I look, and he's standing at the doorway with his hands on his waist, looking madder than I've ever seen him in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over there, and he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he just fucking reads me a new one, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he reads me a new one. And he's like, I should fucking ban you from this club right now. And that's when I was like, yo, chill. Alright, yo. And I was like, yo, I got carried away. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was straight up. I was like, yo, man, I woke up to this motherfucker on my Nickelodeon. Nick and Knight.
Right,
you know,
right,
when
right.
I was a kid.
Can I have
like,
a moment with my
hero,
actually?
Yeah, if he fucking passes me a joint, I'm going to smoke that joint.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he's like, this is my hero. If he takes out his dick, yo.
And yeah, and he fucking he was like, yo, I understand. You got carried away. And I was like, fucking thank God. Jesus Christ. But I had to be a fucking... I had to be like, yo, this is what happened. Like, I wasn't like, excuse me. Like, nah, bro, this is what happened. I've seen this dude since I was a kid. I had to.
There was
no way I wasn't gonna do that. You know, if you can't understand that, cool, man. I don't care.
I get it. I've seen this before, you know. I've seen some comics before. They literally, dude, my friend John Rowe in New Orleans, he was like, he once did the, he's dead now, you know, so
hell yeah, dude. Hotel.
But he did this thing on stage one time where he was like, man, I've had sex with woman, I've had sex with a girl going to a guy going to a girl. Because I'm adventurous. What the fuck did you do this week? I go on little adventures. You don't know you like a chick with a dick till you suck her four times. Then you start to get the idea. Like he was, and then like I asked Kyle Smith and I asked people around him and it's like, yeah, all that's real. For sure. Everything
yeah,
he said
you
was
can't
true.
Say it with that much conviction.
And it's like, what the fuck are you, like I've known him for a long time. And I'm
you
like,
know how much you would have to rehearse that? For it to feel real.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I'm saying, if something is authentic on stage,
yeah.
Do you know how much you have to rehearse that for it to feel real?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Every
to a crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I believe in the idea of being authentic, and everything that you write has to be something that you live, man. I'm telling you, it can't be some bullshit that you made up or that you saw on TV. You know what I'm saying? It has to be from you. It has to be your experience, because only that is going to relate to a crowd. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I can't describe it. I can't explain it to you.
Yeah.
You got to live it to say it.
And
you
then
know what
you're
I mean?
A real comic, dude, because then you go up bloody knuckle.
And if you don't.
Hold on. Can I be nice to you? You go up bloody knuckle. You hit your spot like normal the next day at a different place. You can't really shake hands because maybe your knuckles are all fucked up. And then you're like, the first thing you say when you go to the microphone, I made a man rather elevated to his tomb. And I know what you're going to say. And Bryce St. John knows exactly what you're going to say. But it's like, you did it in the, Like, you're like, first up, I think it was Old Glory with a hot crowd.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Like, I don't give a fuck if 75 people are watching me do a showcase set. I'm saying what happened last night. You know what I mean? And, dude, that's why it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, you're living the life, you're doing exactly what...
No, you gotta come up with that ferocity, Bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't... It just gotta be, feel... For me, it's just like, it's gotta feel fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I don't know, man. I don't know. Just pull stunts, you know? Do stunts for yourself, you know? That's my best advice for anybody that's like, come... trying to do comedy, like, bro, pull your own stunts, and then when you pull your own stunts, those stories will come.
Yeah.
But if you live life fucking kind of scared to do what you want to do, you know what I mean, being a little bitch about everything, like, bro, you fucking take the acid, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Just steal that car, you know what I'm saying? Surf, you know, do crazy shit.
No, your grandma's got good insurance. You can flip it at the auction yard. You have the fucking plan, man. Try it.
Just try that car handle next time you walk past it. You never know. It might be open. It might be $100 in that motherfucker. I'm not telling you to rob anybody. I'm just telling you that you could go shopping really quickly in the neighborhood if you know how to open cars.
Just roll the dice, man. Yeah, I've been trying to do that more. I just got Robin Hood. And look, it scares me because I didn't go to school for financial things, right?
Yeah.
I just watched 2 YouTube videos about investing. I'm like, I think I got this.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
So it doesn't take a fucking genius.
Dude, I put like $2,500.
No, it doesn't take a genius.
I put $2,500.
And people who go to school for business are the dumbest people. You guys are fucking idiots. I'm good at math. Oh my god. Wow. A basic fucking skill. You fucking genius. Suck my dick, accountant. Especially my brother. Suck my dick.
Oh, yeah. He's got no experience.
He's gay. So he probably... JK, Johnny, don't suck my dick, dog. Not when I'm sleeping on family vacation. You know, I like that. Yo, I'm tripping. Yeah, I'm tripping you out, dude.
Yeah. I forgot what we were talking about because I had that fucking gravity bomb.
Stocks and bonds, dude. Stocks and bonds.
Stocks and bonds, Robin Hood. Investing. Whoa.
I'm fucking you up, dude.
Dude, that gravity bomb right at the front is like, I'm like, still spinning my wheels.
You thought he was going to come to my house and not get stoned, dude?
That would be disrespectful.
Yeah, that'd be disrespectful as fuck, man. My nephew gets stoned when he comes here.
He's 4. He knows what
allegedly.
Is.
This is satire.
Yo, I put $2,500 into a Robin Hood. It goes up. I win like $300 immediately overnight. I'm like, I'm the biggest genius in the fucking world. Because I place a limit order. You watch a stock go up and down.
Yeah.
I buy it low. It tangles all day.
Then
I go, I set a limit. So when it hits this number, sell it all.
Yeah.
Click, click, boom. I'll be like a robot. I'll get
it. Dude, it feels like cheating when you have apps like that. It's insane, dude.
When it hits this number, sell everything.
Yeah.
Boom.
So it's like, if that's on a commercial market, imagine what they're doing on the privatized market.
And it's like, I got Boom Beach on my phone. I got Clash of Clans. It's like, I can check something once a day and, like, stay with it.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Buy low, sell high. I got this shit. You know what I mean? But then I, like, lost $500 like this, the net, you know?
Because
I didn't figure out the limit order, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just, like, stressing out. So here's what I want to say. I did a podcast a little while ago that I wanted to be sober. I was trying to be sober because, like, I threw up at my own house for no reason. I was just cooking. I had to cook like I cook for myself. I put it all in Tupperwares, like a white little piece of shit. And I'm meal prepping, but I'm just drinking beer until I throw up. And I was like, yo, let me pump the brakes a little bit. And so I said I was going to stop drinking for 60 days. Didn't really, I went a solid week, but I started having, like, mad beer cravings. Like, I would even dream, and, like, I was drinking beer and doing stand-up. I was high-fiving with famous people. Chris D'Elia was like, great joke. When he comes, like, I'm at the Comedy Store killing, I'm drinking beer. Everyone's like, it's the beer, though. The beer makes you funny. Like, I'm having these level of, like, fucking craving dreams. Oh, damn. It was because I lost money in the stock market that I was like, I think I need a beer right now. Because I got robbed by the robots. I even set my limit order. I'm losing money. It's like Gordon Gekko. Like, it doesn't work anymore. They found out that the penny stocks were nothing. Click. Like, I just feel like they
figured
out.
That's how I feel about gambling.
They figured, yeah, you have some gambling problems.
I don't have gambling problems.
What do you get? You gamble at sports?
Yeah, a lot.
What, college?
To everything. I bet on everything. I bet on fucking Polish soccer teams, dude.
Really?
I bet on everything.
On DraftKings? You want to get a sponsorship with an app?
That's what I want. Hell yeah, dude.
DraftKings?
Dude, I've spent like maybe thousands.
Thousands?
Maybe. Maybe 2,000 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. I've been playing since like before I went to Columbia. And when I went to Columbia, I came up on a lot. So
I hear things like you know, Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey? And yeah. Ronda Rousey in the UFC was the champ. She beat everybody by armbar in 5 seconds. Yeah. And they were like, oh, she was like a 23-1 underdog. So if you bet $100 on Holly Holm, you get $2,300.
That's why she
back.
Became so popular.
Yeah.
She became so popular
she
because
made
she's
people
fucking
rich.
Gnarly. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
It was a gas.
Hey.
I'm just doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast.
I'm doing a podcast. No, it's not good.
Nah,
it's
you're in it now, dude. Welcome.
Sure, that's good.
What were we talking about?
Holly Holm.
Holly Holm, yeah. So the MGM ran out of money. They ran out of money because there was a lot of Holly Holm people in at the MGM Grand. You just go up to a window with cash. Dude, some people were putting $10,000, so they own like $223,000.
Dude, that's my
now.
Fucking dream. You not understand this? Like, that's like, man, dude, like, I was fucking betting so hard against Conor, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I was betting so hard against Conor McGregor.
You thought he
was I didn't think that Donald Cerrone was going to win, but I believed in the bet. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, if I bet against Conor, Cerrone comes on top, I could win some real money.
Yeah. I bet a dollar on
it. And I can't wait till another fight that has those odds that Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Because I can't, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, another Masvidal fight might be on that level. Because that shit makes me excited. Because I don't give a fuck about the fighting. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a big fucking UFC fan. I give a fuck about the betting. You know what I mean? And this is what people don't understand. That the real excitement about fighting sports is fucking the betting.
Yeah.
The betting is more exciting than the fight itself.
Yeah.
Because you could win some real fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
If you win a parlay, for example.
Right.
You know what I mean? One of those fight cards, one of the major fight cards, dude, you're like $10,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Overnight, dude. You know what I mean? Like, what feels better than $10,000 in your pocket overnight? Nothing. No fucking drug. No alcohol. No nothing in this fucking world. No pussy in this fucking world.
Feels
better than $10,000 in your pocket overnight.
Yo, this Macy Barber fought on that card against the they call her the bookworm. This chick called the bookworm.
Yeah.
And the bookworm, I will go, I bet Macy Barber all day. So I'm at my sister's house, me and my brother and my sister. We throw literally dollars on a couch. Okay, this cushion is for this person. This cushion is Conor McGregor. You want to put a dollar on Conor McGregor, use this cushion. You want to bet a dollar on Cowboy Cerrone. So every fight, we're betting a dollar. I go right on Macy Barber because I think I got fight knowledge. I heard her do a podcast and she goes, I'm this and such years old. In this and such months, I'll be this old, and then if I get the title, I'll be the youngest champion ever.
Yeah.
I go, this lady's got an idea that she's going to be the youngest champion ever, and she put it on a calendar. I got a calendar. I got a red pen. I know what she's doing. Let me put money on her. I put my dollar on her. The bookworm comes out, boxes her face up, kicks her in the leg, and then fucking beats the shit out of her. And I was like, why does a bookworm have boxing today? She's never had boxing in her life. Like,
All right,
you ready? I'm sorry, I'm finishing a podcast.
What do we
got to
do?
I'm sorry, man.
What do we got to say?
Hey, that's been another episode.
What?
Of Highway Diary.
Me? I gotta say that?
With my guest Tito.
You say that.
Right? So you're...
You say that.
But I just did.
Well, you started first.
All right. You got any plugs, Tito?
I don't have any. I don't have any plugs.
No plugs.
I have zero plugs. I don't know what you want to do.
All right. I really think that Gravity Bong, like, I got no sense right now. Like,
oh,
I don't
man.
Know where I am or that what's
sucks,
going on.
I'm yeah. sorry.
Was there, like, PCP or, like, LSD
maybe.
In
little
that,
bit,
that,
little
in
bit.
That weed?
A little bit of PCP.
All right. It's just, like, some stuff. There was some stuff in the bowl.
Maybe. I don't
Whatever.
Know.
Whatever.
Might have sprinkled something in there this weekend.
All right. Stay sober out there. Bye-bye.